Saucy Talk presents, ELG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast. My bad. It's 6:30 in the morning. Okay, just making sure what the fuck my balance was, because that shit was crazy. Shouldn't be nothing else getting took out my fucking cord. But yeah, no, man, we bringing you live some shit. Live. We're getting live. Liver every time we get closer. It's the year 2024 and ready to explore. We about to roll up right now. Some cherry lemon zittles, Skittles right now. I'm thunderstorming right now, just like it was. The power was out. I'm up right now. I'm up here sipping Jack Daniel's honey Jack. Made me some pot coffee, so other than that, shit, just gonna spit some shit to you, see you motherfuckers. Shouts to everybody that's tapping in, that's viewing this shit, that's utilizing what I'm getting. I just went through a lot of little shit. Motherfucking court hearings and shit. Court hearings. Bunch of bullshit. A bunch of civil rivalry type shit. Gotta reschedule because they said something that caught somebody eye. Type shit. And people always, you know. That's just one thing. I'm not even going to talk about that. I got so much other shit that happened. Like, hella shit that happened. No longer with that business I was working with. A lot of shit happening. All this shit's compelling. And the only people that I can talk to about it is you motherfuckers right here. Because you know why? Not because y'all gonna tell me what I want to hear. It's because y'all really listen. Y'all really hit me up and hit me up with facts, and y'all really hit me up with acknowledgement and encouragement and all that other good shit. Y'all really do hit me up with that. Y'all, instead of, you know, looking to see who gonna burn, who gonna burn the fastest, you know. So with that, I commend y'all. About to roll up some lemon cherry Skittles. Skittles with a Z. And a grape loose leaf. Yeah, so that's what we're going on right now. A lot of little mishaps happen. You know, while you're going through shit, it's important to have the right people in your corner. No people at all. Because the people that are thinking they doing you some good actually can just be a someone to hinder you from doing what you got to do. Basically, stay away from people that turn your situation into their situation, and they get their feelings about the shit and make it all about them because they don't like the situation you're in, so they're gonna make it about them. Stay clear away from them people. Stay clear, cause like you know, it's one of them things that you go through that I haven't even been through like that, but it's a lot of tests being printed out this time around for your boy. And it's unfolding in front of certain individuals. So I don't know if this is a test to see how loyal the individual is to this situation. Or should I just keep the shit, what I'm going on? pimped up. So far, so good. She's an asset so far, for the most part. You know. You know. Yeah, real resourceful. Real resourceful. It's just, you know, as a man, I like to do things myself. And then when people overextend their hand for help, to give you help, sometimes it comes off as, well, nigga, I'm trying to help you. If you don't need my help, fuck it. I won't do shit then. You know, that type of behavior, which I'm not fond of. I try to stay clear away from that. You see, right now, I'll be talking to her right now. But sometimes, for some reason, she needs to have her certain days. And I know it sounds motherfucking crazy when I say it like that. And because some days she be happy, happy as shit, take me to the bathroom while she getting ready for work and everything. But I'm not here to cause speculation or anything like that. You know what I mean? But it's like, don't wake me up out of my sleep just to tell me you're going to call me back once you get in the car. You know what I mean? Type shit. You know? And they be so tally-ho on their thoughts and their firm beliefs until they hear how the hell that shit sound in person. And then they be like, oh, I get it now. I get it. But it's like, I shouldn't have to remind you that shit, you know what I mean? Because if you really wanted to, that was something that you wanted to do. And if I wasn't available for it, then so be it. Then we could just switch to the original plan or whatnot. But give it a chance first. So that's all I'm saying with that. Yeah, so the power came on. You know, having struggles, trying to get the power on. It took all the way to like 4 o'clock for the power to come back on, which means refrigerator was off. Lights was off. I couldn't charge my phone. I had to go to the car. When I went to the car, my car battery was drained. So I had to call AAA and get my car jumped. You know what I mean? It took like an hour or two. I'm up there trying to charge my phone. Trying to charge this phone so I can have a phone. So it's like I got it. And then Uber Eats canceled my food. It's like a whole bunch of shit. That's just like, I'm trying to get my shit back for that. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot on top of the lot. It's a lot on top of a lot. And I'm not even here. I mean, I'm not even doing anything out the normal. And that right there is probably the problem. I'm doing everything the same. Maybe the universe is telling me to change. You know, and I'm not changing as fast enough as the universe want me to. So they put me in these pickles where I have to bust my brain. Where I have to figure things out very quickly. Where I have to make cut decisions. And so now I feel like I'm being battle tested right now to the fullest. On a lot of things, you know what I mean? So, there's a glimpse of goodness, I guess, if you wanted to say. You know, it's probably best that, you know, I just, I was just, I just take this time to really laser pinpoint focus on what I've been doing, and like I always been doing, but now it's like, that's like junk food to me. I just want to keep getting knowledge and wisdom and go forward in this, if that make any sense. I'm going to TP Studios. You wouldn't know how important it is to have electricity until you need that shit in the dark. Keep your food cool, to keep everything in order. But I also, in the darkest moment of that moment, of that time, I came up with a bright idea, which I will not share on here. Yeah, so we smoking all lemon cherry Skittles. Shout outs to everybody that's tapping in. Yeah, like I was saying, I'm getting random follows on IG, and everybody liking my and a lot of pictures with light. And I get sent a DM yesterday that my music made it on Spotify. Music I made like 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. Now I know, in the business world, that's like, huh? You found out. That's not like, that's not no congratulations. That's like money, 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 right? But I know where the person is at with it. You know, I looked at it as okay, people really like my music. They could have left the music off of there. But they could have left the music off of there, but there's a couple reasons, you know. They're trying to discredit myself, my mind, you know, my business mind, be like, nigga, the last person he put the music up, they told him cease to exist, and they was gonna sue their ass. even though they had, you know, proper dealings in the past. So, am I going to do that? No. I mean, we did the business or whatever, but, like, they don't own the rights to that beat. They don't have the beat. If they have it, they have a duration on it. They don't have the, you know, it was just the leased beat. And that's, you know. I mean, you know, it was at least to be, So, you know, I got the beat, you know, the mixing and everything. We're not talking business on here. It's no business. But the songs, the two tracks I produced on the album, they chart the highest. They're the highest charting songs. Which is marvelous. You know, that's a good thing, like, you know. And while we on my beats, I make stuff. I was just looking at something like people in the past dressed like modern people, like, you know what I mean? Like, every once in a while, they'll take a photo from, like, we'll say, like, 1950, 60, something. And they're dressed, one person out the crowd will be dressed in moderately casual, out the bunch. Sometimes, see, if you don't go by what society goes, you could either, if you don't go how society's programmed you to be, and you generally dress how you want to dress. And you, my friend, potentially can dress like you are from the future. So the music I make, it's very powerful in 2024, because I wasn't making, as I attempt to try to recreate the music for the times, I was making some futuristic type shit, which is preppy to these days, but powerful for them days. Because I got the caviar. The time, okay, we can get into this. The time and the era of the music I was making, everything was caviar in the world full of cheese bean dip. You know what I mean? It was premium bean dip, but I was making the caviar of it I didn't have no license, no backing to it, or nothing like that. I had caviar music. I had caviar product. Which I feel, you know, I'm not going to say. A lot of people took, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to keep it real. I don't, you know, they took a sample piece from what I did and used it, implemented it, and in some of the food they made. They implemented a little bit of it. They probably took a sound, you know what I mean? Whatever. Sound or two. But overall, they're overall good, great producer. Good producer, good engineer, and all that shit, right? I said they stole those sauce. But people, you know what I mean, when they hear the good shit, they'll let you know. It's like, that's a good... And it would inspire them to make that type of shit, right? My shit is raunchy. Pure uncut beats. Pure uncut music. Pure uncut music. My music theory, my taste making skills is out of this world. It's applicable to every generation. Every generation from the 70s, from the 60s, if you may, to these days. And that's very rare. Very rare. All the topics I touch, on the productions, on the knowledge and everything. You got another fellow like that, El Finkus. He makes caviar music. He know how to... He worked with the original ingredients onto the processed foods. He worked with the franchise and the moms and pops, cafes, if you will. We're a part of the podcast at TP Studios. Y'all love TP Studios. You get your blunt in the morning. You get your coffee, your tea or whatever, however you wake up. You right here. You ponder. You get your $1 million, $1 billion ideas. And you execute them while everybody is asleep. While everybody's on a regular time. And you be that 5%, that 1%. Now go ahead and do due diligent research and get the information and the knowledge and everything and apply that shit day by day, hour by hour, hours out your schedule to execute the plans to become, you know, financially stable, financially have feet under you, having a lot of feet. I know this is going to sound ridiculous to some people, but the people that have this type of mindset, this is who the message is directed to. To the people that find the tedious and the difficult process being born, you got to look at it like this. Whoever you idolize, actor, actress, the model, artist, whoever, just pretend, you know, imitate them, act like you're them in the process of doing the difficult work. You up there, you sitting up there with your jewelry on, your Chanel clothes on, with your Audemars. You got like a hundred racks stuffed in your pockets right there, and you sitting up there at the desk while, you know, all your assistants is doing the paperwork and going over paperwork and doing all the analysis and everything, going over color schemes for your clothing line, your business or whatever. You know, just imagine putting yourself in that situation with how they be conducting themselves. Conduct yourself in that same way, as if that was you.
your favorite actor, your favorite rapper, your favorite singer, your favorite actress, your favorite model, or whatever. Conduct yourself in that same way, in the same process of you doing all the boring shit. You know what I mean? It don't matter what level you're doing it at. Just put yourself, conduct yourself in that way. You know, if you feel like they're feeling around some kind of Fabergé egg, or they're feeling around rolling up a big ass blunt of some high grade gelato, from Burner or something like that, or you know what I mean, you pouring you a drink or something, you know what I mean. Just put yourself in that mode while you're conducting the tedious task at hand. That's the best way I could put that shit. Then surprised that it's coming off so smooth and eloquent on my half, because this must be a real message. This must be a real message for y'all. And it's early. I don't usually do it this early, but I guess this is like the best times. And this is the best times I preach about this, you know what I'm saying? Like early morning. You know, and if I can get these out before the light, that'd be way better than everybody. But it just depends on, you know what I mean, the time frame. But I guess I can just pull this off as well. But anyway, that's me brainstorming out loud. But yeah, just take, that's a lot of jewels right there. That's a lot of motherfucking jewels right there. So, you know, and take that, you know, and I'm going to practice what I preach, because listen, you know, people will say, you've been doing it this long. Why you don't want to turn it into going into these playlists, because I feel like the message is for who it's for, and it can get to the people that it's for. You know, when it gets to the people, it will resonate to the people that it needs to, and the couple people that it can resonate to can make a whole different wow. You know what I mean? If people want to execute plays with me, you know what I mean, they can contact me. My hashtag is everywhere. Hashtag is everywhere, so it's like when you want, you know what I mean? Shout out to the people that reached out. So, I mean, playlist, we'll talk to the people. You don't want to really talk business on here unless you're just talking business in general. But yeah, I gave you an underground jewel right there though. So, but yeah, but shout out to the people though, from all over. I'm up here lightweight.